Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flexington is here. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 5 years, she's been hanging out with us. She is the human behavior coach. She's one of the people who helps you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of three outstanding books, at least three that I know of. Self-Talk for a Calmer You. I could use some of that calmer. How about you? And then The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors. And then also Make Your Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. She's our good friend Beverly Flexington. Welcome back to the show.
I am so happy to be here, Jim. It's always my honor.
Good to have you here. And I love what you want to talk about today, because this is one of my favorite topics, outsourcing.
You know, and I think it came up for me thinking about a lot of the small business owners that I deal with. You know, their issue, Jim, might be something like, well, you know, I want to grow, or I want to find a better way to serve my customer. But then when you drill down, so much of the issue really is lack of time, right? They just,
yep.
They're pulled,
yep,
in so many directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that outsourcing is this very often overlooked thing that can really help you get some of your time back.
Well, there's no question about it. And as you may know, I wrote in my book, The Age of the Customer, there's an entire chapter dedicated to outsourcing, because I say, Beverly, that that after the PC, after the personal computer, outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to a small business, because it just opened up. In fact, a lot of people don't realize this, but the small business sector was really a mom-and-pop backwater part of the country, part of the marketplace. Still pretty good size in terms of volume, but not as robust, not as multi-layered as it is now. Only since big companies started outsourcing in the last 30 to 40 years has small business really kind of become, as I say, come out of the shadows a little bit, not just Main Street businesses.
And why do you see that is, Jim? I mean, because a lot of times when you get into a conversation, I feel like with a small business owner, and you talk about, I think about two things. You know, one is certainly time, but then the other is, what do you really like to do? I know when I started my business, I felt like I was supposed to be able to do everything. And I will say that I do not have an aptitude,
mm-hmm,
for accounting and,
right,
bookkeeping. And after I got the fifth or sixth, you know, warning notice from the Fed saying
the
that I had to file
the red letter,
this is when I said, okay, I need to really take stock of what am I good at and what am I not so good at. And I think it's so hard for a lot of small business owners to let go of those things that are just not their strengths. But
right,
why do you see that's such a... they want to just hold on to everything. Is
I think
kind
it's
of fear
the same,
of losing control?
I think it's the same thing that causes them not to become the CEOs of their company. And by the way, first I want to remind them, many of the people that you're talking about, all they need to realize is, hey, wait a minute, where am I getting my business from? It's coming from another company that's outsourcing to me. And so that's one thing to remember. If somebody weren't outsourcing their business, they made a decision not to do what you're doing for them. They made,
yep,
a decision not to do that for themselves. Why wouldn't that be a good idea for you? That's one thing to remember. But the other thing is, back to your specific question, one of my soapboxes for the last several years is trying to help small business owners realize that they can't be the manager of their business all the time. They've got to spend some time as the CEO, and that means they've got to stop doing things that they don't have to do anymore, and let somebody else do those things. And that's sort of outsourcing internal jobs, right? That we call it delegating. Do the same thing with your to a contractor. Delegate something, payroll, accounting, whatever. Delegate that to somebody who's good at it, who does want to do that all the time.
And isn't it? I feel like the burden just gets really lifted off your shoulders, because you know, there's a process you have to go through to identify who is that right person. And I'll say, for a couple things that I outsource, it's taken me two or three tries to find really the right person that is a good fit for me, a good fit for my firm. So I tell my clients, too, this isn't going to necessarily be that we'll call up a firm and hire them and everything will be great. You may have to interview some people, go through a process just as if you were bringing somebody on board. But I feel that it's well worth it once you've got through that and you have somebody. Because the other piece about it is when you've outsourced something, those people don't quit on you.
Right.
They're there as long as you need them.
Right. That's exactly right. And the other thing is, it allows you to grow your business without having to grow your payroll.
Yes.
And the management of people. For example, I mean, I mean, if there's one thing, I'm not going to tell you what they are, but there are a few things that I espouse on this show that somebody could hold a mirror up to me and say, okay, Blessing Game, you know, walk the talk here. I admit that. We all do that, right? But there's one thing that I do walk the talk about, and that's outsourcing. Now, I have a small internal staff, but I probably make payroll for at least, you know, over a dozen people across the world who are direct daily contributors to our operation, but they're not in my employees.
And I, the same thing. And you know, some of the most reliable, I do a lot of writing, write a lot of articles, write a lot of blogs, and I have had a professional proofreader for years and years. Someone recommended it to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably been with me, I don't know, Jim, 8 or 9 years.
Right.
And is the most reliable and knows my style, knows my stuff. Very comfortable giving me feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
And when you're through with her, she goes on and does something else. You don't have to put her to bed at night, right? I mean, you don't have to wake her up in the morning, and you have to worry about whether she's going to show up or not.
Or pay her
taxes.
Yes, and I can send her something, and the next morning I wake up, it's fully proofread, and it's ready to go, you know?
Right,
This is the other thing I'm sure you find if you're using people in different time zones. You know, they're able to actually keep working on things while we are all going to bed.
It's one of the cool things about having somebody do it on the other side of the planet, right? It's ready for them when they wake up and you're going to bed. Hey, Beverly, I need your website, please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
The-collaborative.com. The-collaborative.com. Check it out, folks, and all her books are there, too. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about outsourcing, why it's important, how to do it, and maybe a couple of buzzwords that will help you hang on to some things. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.